Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark today. And I don't know if you've heard, but there's a lot of conversation about what's going on about Donald Trump's first 100 days. You know you're doing a pretty good job when the opposition party says that your first 100 days has been a total disaster. That's what Hakeem Jeffries has had to say about that. I'm curious, what does Jeff Murdoch say? Jeff is the White House correspondent of the Washington Times. He joins us on our guest line today. Jeff, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me back, Mike.
I'm excited when I get to fill in. I seem to get to talk to you a lot lately, so that's good for me. I feel sorry for you, but man, I enjoy it. You've had a front row seat for all this stuff that has been going on the first 100 days, and I think the last time we talked, you know, the expression of drinking from a fire hose, it just is one of those things that keeps coming up. And I think Fred may have told you our own Annie Fry is there in D.C., and I don't know if you had a chance to catch up with her today, but I think she's trying to take your gig, man.
No, I have not had a chance to catch up with her. If I had known, I would have stopped by and introduced myself and said hi to her. I've never met her, but that's great that she's in Washington and participating in the pool, because with everything that's going on, the more pool reporters, the better. So I'm glad to hear that.
So tell me about your impression of the first 100 days. I mean, you've been covering this, and it just seems like the expression that they started using was Trump is flooding the zone. Has it been that way for you? Has it felt that way compared to the last administration?
Yes, very much so. I think earlier you said it was like drinking from a fire hose, yeah. And that's exactly right. You know, I was asked to come on and talk about his 100 days, and my first thought is, do we want to talk about the investments? Do we want to talk about immigration? Do we want to talk about tariffs? Do we want to talk about foreign policy? Do we want to talk about what he's doing? There's so many things and so many directions we could go with the 100 days, because there's just so much going on, and he's doing so many things. And it is like just even simple things you don't normally think of, like he's having a rally tonight at 6 o'clock in Michigan, or 6 o'clock D.C. time in Michigan. We're not used to that. You know, Joe Biden, the rally would be over 3:30, 4 o'clock, and he'd fly home, and that was the end of it. You know, I've been working all day, and now I got to sit down and watch the rally in Michigan.
Well, he's got to be in bed by 8 o'clock. So, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, just in terms of the amount of stuff being done and when it's being done, it's an absolute sea change from the previous administration.
So what do you see as sort of the biggest accomplishment that the Trump folks are trying to hang their hat on? I would assume it's the border and securing that. That seems to be his most clear cut, everybody agrees, has been a winner.
Yes, I absolutely. You can't. The numbers don't lie, and the numbers are impressive. I'd like to shift to something that's hasn't been covered as much, that I think is as interesting or as much of a success as the border, which is the amount of foreign and domestic investment the president has managed to secure over the first 100 days. We've got companies across all sectors committing to a total of $5.3 trillion in new investments in the United States.
Wow.
And what I think, and that's not getting the credit, that's not getting the attention out there that it deserves. And it's on pace. Let me just real quick check my number, so make sure I have the correct number. I give you the correct number on this. That is on pace to create 451,000 jobs in the United States.
451,000.
So almost 500,000 jobs so far. And what I think is interesting, and I know you want to talk about a lot of things for 100 days, so I don't want to belabor this, but one of the things I think is really interesting is that he's doing it through a carrot and stick approach of incentivizing these companies to come here. If you look at the Biden administration and the Obama administration, the way they would do it is through these massive bills where it was government taxpayer money being doled out to these corporations, and these corporations were then using it to expand and build jobs. The CHIPS and Science Act is a great example of that. Whereas here, you have it through incentives. We're not spending taxpayer dollars so a $1 billion company can expand their headquarters. It's through deregulation, lower taxes, other things that this administration is offering these companies to come here and expand, the threat of not being under tariffs. And I think that's a really interesting accomplishment that just isn't getting the attention that the border and other areas are getting.
We're talking with Jeff Mordock, who's the White House correspondent for The Washington Times. And Jeff, that's a great point. And it feels like with all the tariff talk, that has been overshadowed. I mean, for a long time, I say a long time, for the first couple of months, it seems like, he was rolling out big name people who were coming out and saying, hey, here's a $100 billion investment, a $200 billion investment. What is the president of SoftBank or CEO of SoftBank? He had him out and said, you know, he's going to do $100 billion investment. And he goes, yeah, but I think you could really do two, couldn't you? You could do two. And then he ends up being on with who's the AI guy that I'm blanking on? It was him, SoftBank, and the CEO of Oracle, Larry Ellison. They were all coming together, and the chairman of SoftBank said, well, you were pushing me for 200 before, and now we're giving you 500 billion. And it's like the numbers that were being thrown around of investments that are coming, to your point, to the United States because of what he was doing with these incentives. It became one of those things where every story got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I remember talking with Congressman Blaine Lucemeyer years ago, who said, Washington is the only place where you start to confuse billions and millions. It's like, wait, was that 100 million or 100 billion? And only in D.C. could something like that happen. But to wrap your head around $5.3 trillion in new investment that is being promised to the United States of America is really a number that I can't think of any administration posting in 4 years, much less 100 days. Can you?
No, I can't. The administrations that I can think of that have brought it over, as I said earlier, it's through these basically what are government subsidy corporate welfare, where these jobs are almost unsustainable because they're relying on the government for it, and policies change. And the other thing is, too, I have found when companies tend to rely on government subsidies, they sort of take their focus off of coming up with new and exciting products and, you know, reducing costs and things that make people want to buy their products. They tend to focus more on getting the next government subsidy. And so it almost becomes unsustainable. But here, what this is an organic growth that we're seeing, where these companies are making the decision without having the commitment of billions of dollars in taxpayer money. Like, again, we saw with the Green New Deal under Biden, the CHIPS and Science Act, the infrastructure bill, where all that was just money flowing, taxpayer money flowing to billion-dollar companies.
Are you hearing anything about a timeline for getting a new trade deal done with a company like Japan or India or somebody like that? I know they've talked about there's 18 deals that they have paper on right now, deals that have been proposed. But it just feels like if he gets one of those done, and India seems to be that country that has kind of made the radar lately, that if he can close a trade deal with India, it changes the conversation. Is that just me, or do you think that's true?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No, I think it absolutely changes the conversation because it shows that companies are willing to, countries are willing to come make deals. And, you know, this is a president who loves deals. He's the deal maker in chief. And I think for these countries to come, and it's going to be an absolute game changer because now he's got some clout. He built up some political capital. And I think it is. And one of the countries to pay attention to is the UK. I know from British sources that there is a trade deal on the prime minister's desk, although what it exactly is, I don't know. But pay attention to the UK. We may see something with the UK before we see something in India.
What have you heard about the Canadian elections, if anything, talked about at the White House? I know people thought that the conservative candidate was going to walk into this, but because of all this stuff talking about the 51st state and the tariffs and all that, it seems to have changed that election up there.
It did. It absolutely did. I think the annexation talk turned off a lot of Canadians. The White House has been pretty mum about it. You ask and they kind of just sort of shrug and they don't really give you an answer on it. One of the things I always found interesting is I didn't quite understand why Trump wants to annex Canada, because if you look at the politics of Canada, we wouldn't have a Republican elected president or for the next, you know, generation. I understand it's, you know, he wants those critical minerals, but I feel like there's other places to go and get the critical minerals or other ways to do it without annexing Canada.
It just seems like sometimes it feels like he picks some fights that I don't know why he picks the fights. Now, I am not going to question why he's doing some of the things that he's doing, because to your point, he did write the book on negotiations and how this needs to be done, and he is the deal maker. And it feels like on some of the things, I heard somebody talk about before, one of the things with Donald Trump is he swings for the fences all the time. Every time he steps up, he's always swinging for that home run. And I guess it's the old Casey Kasem thing, right? Keep reaching for the stars. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. It feels like even if he doesn't get the home run, he's going to get a double or a triple that's going to be better than what anybody else could have done. And it feels like he's getting to the point where he's got a lot of this stuff that's in the queue. And I think if he just closes a couple of deals, it's going to change that. But it feels like he keeps changing the I don't know if it's the goalpost that I'm looking at, but he just announced even more he's going to change some of the tariffs on automotive parts because he doesn't want to hurt U.S. automakers. Are you hearing any more about some more changes that keep going on with these tariffs? Because it seems like they change every day, sometimes every hour.
Well, and that's exactly right. And they are changing. And that's one of the challenges in covering this White House is, you know, you can ask me what I've heard. Honestly, an hour from now, what I say to you right now is going to be completely different from what I hear an hour from now.
It's true.
And I've had that happen quite a bit where I go and I ask them, and then an hour later, I find out everything has completely changed. So it's hard to predict. But to your point, swinging for the fences, you know, if you always shoot for the impossible and you fall short, you still end up with something pretty amazing.
True. And he seems to do that on a pretty regular basis. I mean, when you look at everything, when you first started off and saying, well, do you want me to talk about this, 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 this? I mean, it's all part of his 100 days. When the White House is doing their press conferences, besides immigration and besides the investment, which are huge, what else are they hanging their hat on and saying, hey, don't ignore this accomplishment we've had in the first 100 days?
It's been immigration and it's been investment. That has been their two big things. And it's, you can tell because Monday they brought in Tom Homan to the daily White House press briefing to talk about immigration. Then today they brought in Scott Bessent to the White House briefing room to talk about the investment. So those are really the two things that they're hanging their hat on. And it's interesting, even after having Scott Bessent in the briefing room today, nobody still is really talking about the investment thing. That's why I wanted to make sure I brought that up quickly today, because it's still something that that should be out there and should be discussed. But those are the two things that they are really, really hammering themselves on, hammering themselves. One of the other things is along the lines of investment is that the job growth. They beat expectations last month in the job growth. And one of the things that's interesting is going back to my point about government subsidies versus private investment is that these are private sector jobs. One of the things that always got overlooked in the Biden administration is they would have job creation, they'd have positive job growth, and they would come out and pat themselves on the back. And then you look at the numbers and see how much of that was government jobs.
Jeff, what are you working on in your next story for The Washington Times?
Right now, actually, I am working on something on investments, which is why I wanted to bring that up. And then from there, I'm moving into the president's IVF proposal, because there's still a lot we don't know about that. He wants to get insurances to cover IVF. Would there be religious exemptions? It seems like that this proposal is still very nascent, and I want to try and get them to pin down what we can expect.
Well, we appreciate you making some time to talk with us today. And man, I can only imagine what the second 100 days are going to be like. And the good news for you is you probably never have a dull day just because of what you said.
No.
Things keep changing all the time.
No. Well, I hope I can come back and we can talk about the 200 days, and then we'll see how much has changed from when I was here to talk about the 100 days.
Well, I'm here next Tuesday. We'll circle back and do that again.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
That is Jeff Mordock, the White House correspondent for The Washington Times. We're going to talk to Erica Sanzi next. You know, DEI is one of those kind of things that when Mike Kehoe came in to the state of Missouri and Trump came into the White House, they were on the same page of it's enough already. We are tired of all this DEI stuff. We're going to get rid of this. And it keeps going away. But it seems like it's really not going away. In higher education, there's a lot of things with scholarships that's hanging on in higher education that, despite what we've heard, they find ways to keep it around. We're going to talk to Erica about that. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on The Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk. This is 97.1 FM Talk.